As WAMC News first reported today, embattled Williamstown, Massachusetts town manager Jason Hoke announced his resignation after months of controversy around a scandal at the police department. Hoke had faced calls to resign ever since a lawsuit from a town police officer accused the town and police department of maintaining an atmosphere of sexual harassment and racism. Hoke, who will step down in 60 days while the town identifies an interim town manager, follows former police chief Kyle Johnson, who resigned in December. The town manager had received criticism for initially standing by Johnson despite community outcry at the revelations in the lawsuit. Hoke spoke today with WAMC.
As the board and I considered where the community was in conversations and sort of where expectations of government were, you know, it's not just a Williamstown challenge. You know, I think it was kind of this realization that for some, my continued presence was a distraction to actually moving a constructive conversation forward, and sort of the inability of to kind of move past that. You know, it was taking kind of a toll on all of us. Taking a toll on my staff as well. And it's just not a healthy place to be. So, I am also not so stubborn to, say, okay, I'm just going to prove you all wrong. Because, it's an exercise and it was getting harder and harder to actually have people willing to engage in a conversation.
Looking back over the last few months, do you have any regrets about how you handled the situation involving the town's police department?
Not particularly. I mean, I couldn't pick any one thing with the benefit of hindsight, say, okay, we could have done that differently. But, I think where all of us had been in terms of the way we've conducted business for the past 5 years, we just weren't all well positioned for sort of the change in how we conduct government and sort of the escalation of national concern running concurrently with that. And, I think that's been a challenge for us to kind of find the right way to kind of meaningfully engage with people on that.
There were calls from some community members for your resignation. Was there any pressure from inside the town to step down?
No, I asked the board to go this direction and give us all a time to have an orderly transition.
From your vantage point after this experience, what's important for the next town manager of Williamstown to understand about what went wrong with this situation to avoid a similar situation from emerging in the future?
I think the probably the thing to be aware of with anybody that sort of has experience in being in the manager form of government is the traditional practices of engagement between manager board, manager community, board and community are changing quickly. And clarity about expectations and realizing that those are dynamic in a pace very different than they have been in the past is probably important to pay attention to.
You've alluded several times to changing standards of governance and community conversations. Some of the things identified in the lawsuit that led to this controversy certainly seem somewhat evergreen as far as hanging a picture of Hitler in an office locker or allegations of sexual harassment or racism. That doesn't seem to quite square with a changing contemporary conversation.
All right, let me be clear once again. Those conditions in the lawsuit were present when I arrived or had occurred when I arrived 5.5 years ago.
Gotcha.
And there's been a conflation in some of the dialogue, unfortunately, of the position and the person.
Do you have a last message to the community of Williamstown? Obviously, you're not leaving immediately, but as you prepare for your departure, do you have a statement or something you want the community to understand about your decision?
I think in our own, in everybody's own way, we all really do care about this community, and backing up and realizing that that's got to be the goal for all of us inside in government and outside of government. And the more time we spend on talking about vision and movement toward the future and less on tactics and personalities, we'll get there faster.
Select Board member Jeffrey Thomas tells WAMC that Hoke's departure is, quote, a significant loss for our community, and stressed that the Select Board had been prepared to extend his contract after it was set to expire in June. WAMC News intern Jung Yoon Han contributed to our report.